This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. I thank you, my friend, for taking 15 minutes of your day, having us tuned in here today. God bless. Whether it's 7 in the morning or 11:45 in the morning or 7 o'clock at night or 8:45 at night, I welcome you. Thanks for taking the time to study along with us. And we are in the last part now. This message I preached about a month ago. And I'm taking 16 weeks to go through the Gospel of Mark, all 16 chapters at church. This is the second week. We're in chapter 2. We're going to look here and focus here today on sickness. First, let me say, too, there's no midweek Bible study tonight. It's Wednesday. We will not be meeting here tonight, but we'll be back again next Wednesday night for Acts chapter 19 next Wednesday, 6 to 7:15. Love to see you. I welcome you to Island on this Sunday morning here. We're in chapter 7, I believe, here on our 16-week trek through this gospel. Now, here today, we're looking at sickness. Where sickness comes from. We left off yesterday looking at this woman who was bent over for 18 years, and Jesus said that Satan has done this to her. Many sicknesses come from the devil. However, we're going to look today at what the Word of God says, that Satan's not responsible for all sickness. Now, let me encourage you here. If your opinion is not that, I'd love to meet with you. Only one condition I have. And that is you bring your Bible and leave your opinions with you at the door. But bring your Bible. I'd love to talk to you. We're going to do this here today. We're going to look at what not my opinion is, but we're going to look at what the Word of God says, because that's the only thing that matters. Who is responsible for sickness? Is it all just Satan? Actually, I think we're going to tie this in at the end. No matter what your viewpoint is, we're going to come to an agreement at the end of this message, as we wrap it up in Romans chapter 5. Now let's hear the last part of this message out of the Gospel of Mark.
Sometimes sickness comes from Satan. Number two, sickness from sin. Sickness from sin. Where to go in the Bible? Revelation chapter 2, verse 20. This woman Jezebel calls herself a prophetess. Jesus says this, notwithstanding, he says, I've got a few things against you, that you suffer that woman Jezebel, who calls herself a prophetess, to teach and seduce my servants to commit fornication and eat things sacrificed to idols. And I gave her space to repent of her fornication, and she repented not. Now I'm in Revelation 2:22. Behold, I will cast her into a bed. The bed is the Greek word kline. It means stretcher. He says, we're going to haul this woman out of here in a stretcher, is what he says. Behold, I will cast her onto a stretcher or onto a bed, sick bed, and all those that commit adultery with her into great tribulation, except if they repent of their deeds. He's not done. And I will kill her children with death. And then all the churches will know that I am he that searches reins and hearts. And I will give to every one of you according to your works. Sometimes sickness comes from sin. Also, sickness from sin. 1 Corinthians chapter 11. At the last Sunday of every month, I read the scriptures here about communion. Right after telling the Corinthians about the first communion that Jesus had, he proceeded to say this to them. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 27. It says, "Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily or irreverently will be guilty of the body and guilty." Imagine that. Guilty of the body of Jesus Christ. Guilty of the blood. May I say, that's not an offense that you want to go to trial for? A little different than going 38 and 35? Or slowing down at the stop? The cops are here all the time in the parking lot, looking for people that coast through the stop sign. I'd rather go to court for coasting through the stop sign than being guilty of the body and guilty, guilty, guilty of the blood. You don't want that. It's a serious thing. And communion is a serious thing. And to be taken seriously. Apparently, look what happens to those that don't take it serious. Whoever eats this bread and drinks this cup of the Lord, this is verse 27, unworthily will be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and then let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. Then he says this, "For this reason many are weak and sick among you, and many sleep," which is a euphemism for what? Flat out, funeral time, dead. "For this reason, many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, then we would not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened by the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world." I take that as meaning God might take you out, but you haven't lost your salvation. They've been judged by the Lord. He's called them home. But they didn't lose nothing here. That's my take. The Bible didn't say that. That's what I believe reading this. Verse 33. He says, "Wherefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, wait for one another." To that I say, I bet. I bet he said that. Might want to wait a little bit next time. Okay. Sickness from Satan. Sickness from sin. Revelation 2:20. 1 Corinthians 11:24. Third, sickness for the glory of God. John chapter 9, verses 1 through 3. John chapter 9, verses 1 through 3. Sickness for the glory of God. Jesus passed by. He saw a man blind from birth. His disciples asked him, saying, "Master, who sinned, this guy or his parents, that he was born blind?" Jesus said, "Neither is this man sinned, nor his parents, but that the works of God will be made manifest in him." The man is blind. And Jesus said it wasn't about sin. He wasn't born blind because of sin. He was born blind because the glory of God, umpteen years later, was going to be revealed. He's God. He can do that if he wants. He does that sometimes. Proof number two. Flip over to John chapter 11, verse 3. The tale of one Lazarus. "Therefore his sister sent unto him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick." But when Jesus heard it, he says, "This sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God may be glorified thereby." Why was Lazarus sick? So that the glory of God would be made manifest. Everyone receive that? I like what he says in verse 14. He says, "Then said Jesus unto them plainly, Lazarus is dead, and I'm glad." Sorry, I'll keep reading. I always love stopping there when I read that. Lazarus is dead, and I'm glad. Sorry. Lazarus is dead, and I'm glad for your sakes that I was not there, to the intent that ye may believe. Nevertheless, let us go to him. What can we say out of all this? Sometimes we don't understand sickness, right? Isn't it? Have I been faithful to show you that sometimes all sickness doesn't come from Satan so far? Sickness from Satan, sickness from sin, sickness for the glory of God. And I'll add number four to that. Just plain sick. Sickness, that's just one of those things. Rule number one, Christians die in this world. Rule number two, you can't change rule number one. Right? It's not a result of sin. You can't go to the hospital and say to someone, you're a sinner. That's why you're dying. You're a fool if you say that. And you're wrong. And you're throwing darts at a dartboard. If you would have said that to Job, what would have happened to you? Well, God would have been sore at you. What did God say? Who is this that darkens counsel by words without knowledge? Where were you? My proof for this, I actually have a verse for this. Romans chapter 5, verse 12. This is probably going to tie into where I think you're thinking, maybe others. Romans chapter 5, verse 12, it says this, wherefore, as by one man, sin entered the world, and death by sin, so death has passed to all men, for all have sinned. Why do little children die of cancer? Why is my wife no longer here? Why is Ron's two wives no longer here? Everyone here has lost somebody. It's not because of sin. Actually, now, it is because of sin. Someone else's sin. Adam's sin. So, in a roundabout way, it is all a result of sin. And who is responsible for that? Satan, indeed, hath God said. Everything goes back to there. Everything goes back to Satan. But let me ask the question. The woman who was bowed over for 18 years, that says Satan has done this. Now, I don't have an answer to this, but I'll throw it out there. Was she demon-possessed or not? I would say no. Maybe we don't have enough evidence, but I was just wondering. Satan bound her for 18 years. Her infirmity came from the devil. Was she demon-possessed? I don't know. Sometimes sickness is a result of sin. Wonderful scriptures, isn't it? Let's pray.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. I love to hear the voice of